Welcome to the Sportscast, November 22nd, 2023, Thanksgiving Eve. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio 24/7. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. Also, you can visit our app. You could download our app on the iOS App Store. You could get a lot of news, notifications of what's going on, and, of course, anything else. Thanksgiving Eve, in the middle of the week, the Sportscast is all over football. Football does not die out. And a man that is now back-to-back weeks and refused not to come on, but wanted to come on badly. Tan Madden, all the way in Northeast Ohio. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back. Must not have been too bad last week, so thanks for having me.
You're that good.
Again.
I mean, yeah. Facebook boast is reflecting your broadcasting. Some people can do both, but you can do both.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Let's talk real quick. Monday night, maybe the two possible best teams. I think as of right now, the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. Some people will disagree with me on that. I'm not sure about Dan, but the Eagles shut down Patrick Mahomes and co over the final 30 minutes. Jalen Hurts overcame a poor start in a cold driving rain to run for a pair of touchdowns and a go-ahead tush push. That play, no one can stop still in the fourth quarter, that allowed the Eagles to walk away with a 21-17 victory. Dan, your thoughts over this Monday night game?
Yeah, so, I think after that game, Kansas City got an endorsement deal from Butterfingers. I mean, it didn't help that his
MVS.
Yeah, Mahomes was putting the ball pretty much spot on, and, they just couldn't catch the ball. I mean, all season, really. I mean, they have 26 drop passes. I mean, you can't beat the best team in the NFL dropping balls like that, give it up to Philly for, winning the game. Sad to say, I do think Philly's the best, but I think Kansas City's going to figure it out. Minus those drops, Kelce just hasn't been himself. I told you it's the Swift effect. She wasn't at the game, and his mind isn't right. I mean, his stats are through the roof when she's at the game, and I think there might be some distractions there. I mean, to be honest, I mean, he just doesn't see. He's already talking about retiring. I mean, he got a billionaire, and his mind's kind of off football. So that'll be interesting to watch down the stretch to see where his mind's at, as far as that goes.
Yeah, one thing that I did not agree of him doing is going to Argentina in the middle of the season.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea.
That was skeptical. I mean, at different times. I mean, just on the weekend, he was there for 2 days and turned around and flew back. I mean, he had to be tired. I mean, just his mind, that was a little suspect. And, I'm surprised more people haven't called him out for that. But there's a lot of Swifties and, the Swift effect. So people are trying to tread lightly on the topic. Yeah, so.
There was another Swift in the stadium, DeAndre Swift. Who
yeah,
ran
that's right.
76 yards and a score.
Yeah.
And Devontae Smith also caught 6 balls for 99 yards. This Eagles team has definitely showed some action. Your thoughts over this Eagles team? I mean, like the tush push or the Burley shove, I think it's something that they cannot – no one can stop it. Yeah,
no,
I don't think no one came close.
No,
Rex Ryan had a clip on ESPN about that, how to stop it, but I don't think no one took his advice for it from it. Your thoughts over this play? This play could be
– Yeah, it's
pivotal.
Lethal. I mean, that's why teams, are scheming to, not let them be third and short. Let them be third and four so they don't have to deal with that. Keep them back to the 10-yard line at the goal line. Don't let them get to the one or two. Because, it's unstoppable right now. And that's why, there's petitions to want to try to get rid of it, which I don't agree with. I mean, just because you can't stop something and it works every time, I don't see how it's illegal and, they want to get rid of it. So that'll be an interesting topic moving forward after the year. If there's a petition to get rid of that.
as a glorified quarterback sneak, pretty much.
It is, you know, and they have other teams have tried to do it, but they just don't have the guys under the trenches. Kelsey's a beast. They're at center. They don't have a physical fit quarterback.
That's what I was
Jalen,
going to
you know,
say. Does it
it's
come down to a quarterback
yeah, it
physique?
does. I mean, he is built for that. I mean, his thighs are huge, and you know, you just can't put any quarterback back there. I think it depends on the personnel of the line and the quarterback to make it successful, because other teams have tried to mimic it and it just doesn't get done.
You know who'll be a good quarterback for this play? Cam Newton.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, this kind of all started in college football. I'm a Notre Dame guy, and I was actually at the game when it was illegal in college football, the Bush push in 2005. I was at that game,
Also, this is
and
nothing new.
no, it's nothing new. I mean, in college football, you know, they and Matt Leiner was there, and you know, they ran it, and it was illegal at the time in college football. Reggie Bush, you know, pushed Leiner in the end zone, and that won the game. So it really isn't
Nothing
something new.
new. Definitely Sirianni's taking some tips of old plays in college
Yeah.
football. As Dan said, Marquise Valdes-Scantling could have had that catch. It was a perfectly placed ball by Mahomes, but went through the hands of Marquise Valdes-Scantling. I call him MVS because it's such a long name. It would have been a 51-yard touchdown, and the Eagles stopped Kansas City on the fourth down to put the same game away. Tyreek Hill, if he was there, he would have caught the
Yeah.
ball.
Well, I think he already chimed in on Twitter with, like, you know, like some type of emoji or something. So he was watching that for sure. I mean, he would have just ran underneath it and, you know, ran out ahead of it. He was that fast, you know, the cheetah, you know. So,
Yeah,
but
which is
yeah, I mean, that
something
was
that,
unfortunate.
yes, yeah, unfortunate. Which is the Chiefs going through a wide receiver problem
Oh
still?
yeah, no, definitely. I mean, they just, you know, and it looked it, Watson actually, the other tight end, yeah, he actually showed glimpses of a good target last game, but he had a couple key drops as well, because teams are, you know, double teaming Kelsey as well, and so other people are going to be open, and you know, they when the ball's thrown to them, they got to catch the ball. And give it up for Mahomes, though. I saw some of his interviews, you know, after the game, and media is almost like trying to get him to, you know, throw his receivers under the bus, asking him questions. And, you know, he just won't do it. He said, well, you know, on that pass, that deep pass, he said, oh, you know, I probably, you know, threw it a little too far, you know, instead of saying, you know, hit him in the hands like you're taught he should have caught it. You know, they're trying to bait him, and he just, I think that speaks to his leadership in the locker room, and he's just a humble person and just trying to, you know, not shed light on his receivers. Obviously, he knows, you know, they're not catching the ball, and you know, that just shows the type of person he is for sure.
Let's recap the other big game this past weekend. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. The Browns defeated the Steelers 13-10 in a key AFC North game on this past weekend. The Browns, Hopkins, the kicker, Austin Hopkins, kicked a 34-yard field goal with 2 seconds remaining in the game. Rookie quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson started in place of the injured Deshaun Watson. Low scoring game, Dan, but what is your review over this game?
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought it would be a low scoring game with the defenses. They're both premier defenses. Steelers really haven't been putting out a lot of offensive points. I figured the Browns were going to be more conservative in their play calling with the rookie quarterback and a ground and pound, some you know, quick screen passes, and it was that. I was kind of hoping that he would open it up a little bit, but they were just trying to protect them. They knew that Pittsburgh wasn't going to score a lot of points, so they figured, you know, manage the game. And I think they did a good job of that and found a way to win. You know, let's give the kicker $230 million guaranteed, because he's their most valuable player. You know, not our cheerleader, franchise quarterback on the sidelines, but I mean, he's been clutch. I mean, I'm so, you know, coming in, I mean, York, who, you know, we got rid of him. He was struggling, and this guy we picked up, and I mean, he's been a savior, because he's had a couple winning kicks and clutch kicks this year for sure. So it's, you know, I'm happy. I Who would think that, the Browns lose Chubb, the season was over, now you lose your supposed franchise quarterback, season's over, and they just the next guy up, and they just keep finding their way to win. And it's helpful that they have the top defense right now, so that's really keeping them in every game. I mean, as long as they don't turn the ball over, they can beat anybody and be in any game and find a way to win at the end.
Definitely, Browns are resilient. Speaking about the Steelers, Dan, we talked about this before the show. They fired their offensive coordinator, Matt Canada. Even though Steelers have had a winning record, they're 6-4 right now. But what are your thoughts over that hiring? Is there something they're seeing offensively they're not executing well?
Yeah. Well, I think it's, people, even last year there was rumblings. I live pretty close to Pittsburgh. I have a lot of Steelers friends, and everybody wanted Canada gone. Their last hope was maybe to put him on the sidelines and set him in the box to see if that would help with morale and being close by. And, I think, they have their choice. I think they're not completely sold on Pickett. I think, so in order for to find out if it's the offensive coordinator or the quarterback, okay, let's get rid of the offensive coordinator and maybe some different play calling for Pickett. Maybe he'll show some signs that he's their guy for the future. So I think that's what this is. Obviously, if Pickett doesn't shine in the future with a new offensive coordinator, then, hey, maybe we need to find another quarterback.
Yeah. Was he a scapegoat like Ken Dorsey with the Bills that got hired a week ago?
Yeah. I don't think, it's kind of different. I think McDermott is probably on the hot seat. So, I think in Pittsburgh, I don't think Tomlin is on the hot seat. I mean, he could be in the future, but I don't think, they're looking, hey, let's get rid of the offensive coordinator, because I might be gone. I think it's more of a quarterback thing, to see if it's the coordinator calling the plays or the quarterback.
The AFC North is coming down, as we seems like, between the Cleveland and the Baltimore Ravens. Dan, Cleveland are amongst the other five teams with that Evan wins. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I figured, when Chubb was down, I didn't think we'd have 7 wins right now. We got Hunt and some other running backs. So I'm happy with that. I really feel like they could even be, have one less loss, maybe two. Just some couple play callings there, a couple games I can't recall, but they had a chance to win a couple of those games. So it could have even been really better than that. Other than the Baltimore game. I think they have a chance playing the Broncos this week. Broncos are on the upswing. They have a chance to go 8-3. I mean, Russell Wilson's playing good football right now. I mean, everyone was trying to get rid of him, saying that his times were up, but he's really cooking now. So I think, Browns might need to open it up a little bit, maybe do some play action, keep them on their toes and tape a couple shots, because teams are going to be on them, knowing that, hey, they're going to ground and pound. They're going to stack the box. They're going to be showing these short passes. So they're really going to dare him to throw the deep ball. So they're going to have to take those shots when they're open for sure.
Definitely. Probably a month ago, the Browns saw that game on November 26th. I'll be an easy win in Denver. Not anymore.
No,
the Broncos
exactly,
have
yeah.
won 4 in a row. They beat the two big teams, the Chiefs and I'm just going to say the Eagles. No, they beat the Bills. So this game is different looking at it. You got a young quarterback, a new quarterback, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. You said a few things that could be keys to victory. But this is not a must win, but you want to win this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to be 8-3 right now. Because if they get past this game, I mean, they got a few easier games. So they could be sitting at 11 wins if they win this game.
Look at the schedule. You guys have the Rams.
Yeah.
Very winnable game. I bet you guys can fill half the stadium at SoFi.
Yeah, exactly.
Fans.
Exactly.
Then you got the Jaguars in Cleveland. If you went to Jacksonville, I would have chose the Jaguars, by the way. Then you got Chicago, winnable in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then the Texans, that's going to be a tough one in Houston against CJ Stroud. That's a big game. Then you got the Jets. That's a winnable game. Then Cincinnati. This is – and with Burrow out.
Right.
Probably the hardest game looking at the schedule is Houston.
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. Yep. So
that, well, Broncos, definitely... sorry. We haven't played them
yet. Broncos. Yeah, Broncos and Houston. So, you know, essentially, you know, two games that are going to come down the wire that, you know, they could lose, you know. But all winnable games for sure.
Well, definitely. Cleveland Browns looking pretty. New quarterback. You trust this quarterback, or you want to see some more games from him and see what's up?
No, I definitely want to see, you know, at some point they're going to have to take some shots down the field with him. They just can't continue to just throw these short passes and expect to be good teams, especially in the getting in the playoffs. I mean, if they get in the playoffs, they're going to have to, you know, take some shots to Amari Cooper down the field. To win those bigger games for sure.
Well, there you have it. A little bit of a recap and also a little bit of preview of the Browns. A lot going on. We didn't preview the whole week 11 because there's a lot going on. But I will say this, Miami Dolphins did sneak out with the Raiders. Raiders are a little bit better than before. They're like the Broncos. The AFC West is kind of getting a little bit more tougher. The Chargers actually are not. Brandon Staley had an interesting press conference.
Yeah,
I he saw said, "Look, that, I'm going to call the defensive calls. Don't ask me that question again, Dan."
Yeah, he got a little testy. Yeah, he's tired of hearing that. But you know, it's you know, he's got to produce better results and be held accountable. And you know that I definitely think that they're going to be looking for a new coach this next year, maybe sooner.
Unless. Brandon Staley wins out and goes to the playoffs.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, this weekend is Thanksgiving weekend games. I heard one guy, Adam Schefter, said it today, yesterday in his podcast. He said, for Thanksgiving, the three things that make up this holiday is friends, family, food, and football. And I agree with them.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, of course, this is a Thanksgiving Games preview show. The first game tomorrow is the Packers at Detroit. This could be the first time Detroit could win a Thanksgiving game in a while. I think since, like, Barry Sanders played. What's going to happen in that game?
Yeah, I like the Lions. I mean, you know, Goff had three interceptions, and they still find a way to win that game. That's probably one of their worst games of the year. I think he has a rebound, you know, although Green Bay won last week. I think I like the Lions in this one.
Eric Winters, who is on the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, put on the chat, on the YouTube chat. He says Detroit Lions with 3! He's an Eagles fan, so he's feeling good. Eric, not sure about Mr. Madden, I think Eagles are the best team in the NFL. Green Bay Packers, they beat the Chargers, so they got some momentum coming in. But I want to pick Detroit, Dan. Hopefully you don't mind about that. Okay, 12:30 p.m. What time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner, by the way?
I eat two dinners, one at noon and one at 2:30. So I'll be eating back-to-back.
So you'll be eating during the Packers game, probably.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, always eating with the football in the background, you know. Okay.
So it's 4:30. I eat at 2:00, so I'm full. I'm probably starting on my pumpkin pie, Dan. Commanders at the Cowboys. Cowboys are hot right now. The Commanders, not so much. They lost against the Giants. They're supposed to win that game. They did not have hot showers at the FedEx Stadium, but I'm sure at the AT&T Stadium they will have hot showers, so they'll be looking forward to that. What's going to happen in that 4:30 game? They're in dessert, I think, for you.
Right. Yeah, so I like the Cowboys in this. You know, I think they're rolling right now. You know, although Commanders got a win, I think, you know, Cowboys are going to be too much. It might be a little close rivalry game. They don't like each other, so sometimes those are a little close. But I like the boys.
The boys. Eric says, I told you real football is played when the leaves hit the ground. Go Birds, go Eagles. He thinks the season starts when it gets cold. You agree with that?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yep, I would say, yeah, when it gets cold, maybe we see a little flurry. That's winter.
I think for this game, Cowboys will win it for sure. They say Dak doesn't play past December. But I think this is an easy win, and I'm sure the Commanders will get a hot shower in AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I would think.
How does that happen? I mean,
and you know, it's funny. To fix the issue, they had to turn off the water, which they didn't, because that'll be an issue for the bathrooms upstairs. So they had to turn off the water, but they couldn't. So the players had to take cold showers, which I'm a cold shower guy. I don't know about you.
Yeah, now hot. It's cold. Okay.
Especially in the wintertime. I know. I'm here in Florida. I like cold showers because it kind of wakes me up.
Yeah.
Okay. At nighttime, Dan, the Niners at Seattle Seahawks. This is a good AFC has showdown. I don't know if you wait in line at 8 o'clock for Black Friday, but I'm not going to wait at 8 p.m. I'll probably be watching this game. Probably tired because all that food. What's going to happen?
Yeah, I like the Niners. Too many weapons. Seattle's defense is good, but I think, Purdy's playing great right now. He's got his key guys back. Their defense is good now, even better than it was before, which Chase Young. So I think Niners for sure.
San Francisco Niners is definitely looking good. Everyone's healthy. They got Chase Young. Debo is back. He's healthy. The Seahawks, they lost against the Rams by a point a week ago, a few days ago. It's been only a few days. So Seahawks are a little bit battered. They could slow it down, though. I could see them slowing down San Francisco. You think?
Yeah, that's probably going to be their game plan. Probably a little ground and pound, try to play a possession game, kind of possession to keep their explosive offense off the field, lessen the possession. So it could be a game plan for them, for sure.
Eric Winters from YouTube comments says, Eric Enemy will be the coach for the Commanders next season.
That's a possibility. I mean, people are talking that Harbaugh may make a jump, but you hear that every year. So, with all his issues going on. So we'll see.
I think he's more available this season after the season.
I think.
They got to make a decision soon. Black Friday. Never been a game on Black Friday in history of the NFL. They will be this year. It's chosen in New York. Black Friday Central, with all the retail shopping is at. Miami's visiting the Jets. They're going to have a new quarterback. Tyler, what's his name? Hoyle, I think is his name.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not real familiar.
They're going to bench Zach Wilson. And Miami barely beat the Raiders, as I said. But what's your thoughts on that Black Friday game?
Yeah, I think it's a great concept, especially, New York where all the shopping happens. But, yeah, I like Miami in this one. New quarterback, so I think they're going to bring the heat. Boyle. Yeah.
Boyle. Yeah, he'll be starting. Yeah. He played for the Lions last year, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, so I think the Miami is going to probably be able to put, I think, at least 20 points up. Jets defense really good. So I don't think they're going to go crazy for 40 or anything, but I think they win this.
Tim Hoyle feels dangerous. He's ready for this Friday. Miami has to scramble a little bit because they got to watch some tape on him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pulling Baker Mayfield. Wake up feeling dangerous. That's what he would always say.
Baker's having a good situation in Tampa, but he needs to work a little harder, I think.
Yeah.
Let's go on Sunday. The Saints at Atlanta. Desmond Ridder is the starting quarterback. They said he'll be playing for the rest of the season. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, I think the Saints are going to win this game. Ridder, he's dicey. I mean, it's hard to say if he's going to be the guy moving forward. So I like the Saints.
Steelers stay in Ohio. They're going to play Cincinnati with no Burrow. This might be their chance. New offensive coordinator. Is this going to be a pound game for them.
I think so. You know, I think they're going to be rejuvenized, trying to get back, get a win for a new coordinator. I think, you know, Burrow not playing just changes everything. And I think the Steelers win this one for sure.
I haven't seen this in a while, but Carolina is favored against Tennessee. What's going to happen in the music city of the world?
Well, just because I feel bad for them and I maybe want to go for an underdog, I think Carolina's going to get a win here.
<It's> It'll be 2-8, right? Is that like the record?
Yeah, but we'll see. Maybe they'll tank so they can, you know, stay in the hunt for the number one pick if they want to move on. But I don't think. I think they're going to stick it out with Bryce Young, obviously, right now. So
yeah, there is a quarterback in USC that will be entering the draft. I think he made it official a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So let's go to Buccaneers visiting Indianapolis Colts. Buccaneers, they went to San Francisco, got battered there. But 2 weeks ago, they beat Tennessee. But anyone could beat Tennessee. I mean, you could beat Tennessee with pumpkin pie. What's going to happen with Tampa Bay visiting Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think Tampa Bay is going to win this one. You know, I like Baker. I think he's getting a second chance down there, shows some glimpses, you know, got a good supporting cast now. So I think better quarterback, I think, in Tampa. So I'll go with them.
You are a Baker Mayfield fan, even though he left Cleveland.
I know.
Eric says Carolina is a cooked turkey. There's always the next season. Pumpkin pie, LOL, face green, smiling. That's probably Eric's favorite pie for Thanksgiving. Let's go Patriots at the Giants. Belichick is going up against his old team from years ago. The Giants beat the Commanders, even though they did take a cold shower afterwards. But I think New York will have some hot showers. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, that Italian stallion, DeVito, stepped it up, man, out of nowhere off the couch and came in and lit it up. I'm going to go with him. I mean, I'm going to go with the Giants on this one.
Giants win on Sunday post Thanksgiving. This is a big game. Jacksonville at Houston. I think Houston is favored. Just checked. CJ Stroud is hot. The Jaguars are also hot, but not against San Francisco. What's going to happen in Houston? This might be a game to look at, actually.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to be watching that game. I mean, battle of quarterbacks. You know, Lawrence, he had a bounce back game last week like I thought he would on the upswing. CJ Stroud is playing lights out. But I'm going to give the edge to CJ and the Texans.
The calm in the storm. That's what the Mecca Ryan says. Browns at the Denver Broncos. This game has got bigger. No one thought of it from the Browns organization a month ago. The Broncos might be the real deal. Russell Wilson is gelling with Judy. Their defense is looking good. One of their players, I forget the name, got suspended but then got upheld. He might be playing this weekend. What's going to happen in Mile High?
Well, Browns, baby. I like them, obviously. I think same game plan probably. They're going to ground and pound. They ran the ball great. I think they're going to mix it up a little bit. I expect them to do a couple play actions, hit a deep ball or two to Amari Cooper. I think Wilson's playing great, but I think with the Browns defense, they're going to be able to rattle him. Myles Garrett's going to get a couple sacks, rattle him up. So, Browns.
Eric says, watch Russell Wilson cook.
Yeah.
That could happen. Like that I'm just saying. Just like that's what that he's turkey. Saying. I'm not saying it.
Just like the turkey. Slow cooking.
Kansas City are a little bit jumbled up, but they might have an easy appointment this weekend. They're going to Las Vegas to the Raiders. What's going to happen there, Mr. Dan Madden?
No, I like the Chiefs. I think they're, you know, pretty upset after that loss. You know, they're probably going to do some catching drills and hot hands and hot potato and try to figure out how to catch the ball this week. But, I think they win that one.
Josh Allen versus Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Bills visit the Eagles. This is a big game. Bills are also a little bit they're 500. I haven't seen that in a while, maybe since the Tom Brady years. Eagles, I think they're the best team. Will they continue their winning streak? What's going to happen in Philadelphia, Dan Madden?
Yeah, I think Philly for sure. I think, you know, Bills aren't that great. Their Rallin's been up and down, not playing real good football, but I think Philadelphia Eagles for the win.
Chargers, Staley says he's going to still make the defensive calls. He's going up against the Ravens in Los Angeles. Maybe half the stadium might be Baltimore. The Ravens are looking good. They could be video game good, but sometimes they can choke it up a little bit in some quarters. What's going to happen in Los Angeles? Sunday Night Football on maybe your Thanksgiving leftovers might be around till then, but what's going to happen?
Right. Yeah, so you went to Regent, a Christian university, and it says in the Bible, pride comes before the fall. And Staley's got to humble himself and step down his play calling duties, right? So with that, they're going to lose that game.
In Los Angeles.
Yep.
Well, there you have it. This is week 12 of the NFL games. I mean, this might be one of these weeks where you have games all week. We had one on Monday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Ohio State plays Michigan. Yeah. What you got for that game, actually?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not an Ohio State fan, so I tend to root against them. I don't hold that against me, Ohio State fans. But
even though you live in Ohio.
I know. I'm a Notre Dame guy, so I usually don't cheer for both. But I think Michigan's going to win this. I think they are playing with a vengeance right now, mad against the world. So I think they got this one for sure.
In Michigan, so. At the big house. Tough place to play. Yeah. They're calling themselves America's team. I don't know about that.
They're trying to be the Cowboys or something. I mean, I thought that was a little odd, but
you could get away with it in the NFL, but in college football is a whole different dynamic.
Yeah, right.
Everything's a little bit more fractured. There's Alabama cannot be America's team. It can't, or it can't be Ohio State. It can't be Youngstown State or Liberty. You know, they're actually ranked 25, top 25, by the way.
Yeah, how about that?
But the top 25 rundown show tonight, we'll be discussing those rankings and, of course, a lot going on. So there's rivalry week. There's Thanksgiving games. Who does Notre Dame play this weekend?
So they got Stanford. They shouldn't have a problem there, night game. So, Stanford isn't good as they used to be. So they should take care of business there for sure.
And Eric Winters play picks Ohio State. He picks Baltimore to lose this weekend, which is good for the Browns. So a lot going on in sports this week. Definitely check it out. You can't be bored. Eat some football, but also spending time with your loved ones, because it might be the only time of the year you get to spend time with them. So definitely that. Dan, this is Thanksgiving Eve. I'm giving you the floor. What are you most grateful for?
Yeah, I'm most grateful, number one, to the Lord for dying for my sins. Thankful for my family, my wife, Claudia, my kids, Mikey and Mabel. Just thankful for the freedoms we live in today, and other places have it far worse than us on our worst days. So,
amen. For sure. Yeah. I'm very thankful for God, my family, friends, also for my country, the U.S. as well, and thankful for sports. It keeps us sane, gives a little bit more normal, and kind of give us a break from all the bad things going around the world. But for sure, you got to have, you know, that one day of the year that you're able to spend time with loved ones, and definitely encourage people. If you haven't called that person that you want to, hey, what's up? What's going on? Make that phone call or that text.
That's it.
You know, not people are texting these days. I still use like the telegraph. So I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about? Dan, do you put whipped cream or ice cream on your pumpkin pie?
Oh, it's whipped cream for sure.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, you can reach me on my Facebook. Search Dan Madden on Twitter, Danimal2478. It's fun coming on here. Hopefully I continue to do so. I enjoy it. So, reach out anytime.
Absolutely, Dan. You're definitely welcome back in the Sportscast in the future. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X. and Instagram, and we'll be covering. We'll be tweeting a little bit tomorrow during the games. The one game I'm definitely going to watch, the Cowboys Commanders. The first one actually might be close. Now looking at it, Green Bay and the Lions. So definitely looking at that, and also Thursday night between the Niners and the Seahawks. So they're all good games, actually. Maybe the easiest one is the Cowboys and the Commanders. It might be a 38-10 game, looks like.
Probably. Yeah, that'll be another scrimmage, three scrimmages in a row for the Cowboys.
But don't you agree, Dak doesn't play past, like, December? He chokes in the playoffs, doesn't he?
Yeah, it is. He's going to have that over his head until he wins those games, no matter how good he plays in the season. You know, if he doesn't win in December, you know, he's going to have that over his head forever.
And also Jimmy Johnson is finally in the Ring of Honor for the Cowboys.
Nice.
After 30 years. Yeah. Some people thought there was some skirmish between those two, but Jerry Jones was feeling good this week, I guess.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. You gotta do those things.
Well, Dan Madden, happy.
Yeah. Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving, and have a great weekend. And don't eat too much. Okay.
All right. You as well. All right.
This was your update.